Good afternoon, Dr. Schneck. Dictating a 6-minute walk test on Gary McGee, MCGEE. This goes to Terry Camisa, CAMISA, PA. On 12/13/23, Mr. McGee performed the 6-minute walk test. Period. Prior to ambulating, the urinary saturation was 95%. Period. The patient walked 456 meters in 6 minutes, and saturation at the end of the study was 94%. Period. And paragraph impression. Minimal exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next is a 6-minute walk test on Alan Burr, B-U-R-R. This goes to Dr. Bocook. On 12/13/23, Mr. Burr performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the urinary saturation was 94%, period. The patient did achieve 445 meters, and saturation during the study varied from 85 to 89%, period. In a paragraph impression, mild exercise intolerance with demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on William Clemens. So this goes to the VA. On 12/13/23, Mr. Clemens performed a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced capacity was minimally impaired without significant airways obstruction, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC. Was approximately 80% without significant change after bronchodilators. Compared to a prior study dated 6/7/23, there's been no significant change, period. In a paragraph impression, minimal restriction without significant airways obstruction, showing no significant change. Next, 6-minute walk test on John Augusta, AGOSTA. This goes to Jason Honecker, comma PA. On 12/13/23, Mr. Augusta performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the urinary saturation was 98%, period. The patient walked 428 meters in 6 minutes, and the saturation was 95% at the end of the study, period. New paragraph impression, minimal exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, 6-minute walk test on Timothy Allen, A-L-L-E-N. This goes to Dr. Baxley. On 12/13/23, Mr. Allen performed a 6-minute walk test. Prior to ambulating, the urinary saturation was 97%, period. The patient walked 481 meters in 6 minutes, and the saturation was 96% at the end of the study, period. A paragraph impression, normal exercise tolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Allen Klug. This goes to Dr. Tai. On 12/13/23, Mr. Klug performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there was a moderate degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators, period. Compared to a prior study dated 6/13/23, there's been no significant change, period. Of paragraph impression, moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no progression. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Raymond McQuaid, MC, capital Q-U-A-D-E. This goes to Comwell Health. On 12/13/23, Mr. McQuaid performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired, and there's a severe degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators, period. Compared to a prior study dated 8/9/23, there's been no significant change, period. New paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no progression. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Jerry Gilbert. This goes to Amanda Shirley, FNP. On 12/13/23, Mr. Gilbert performed a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There was no airways obstruction and no bronchial reactivity noted, period. New paragraph. Compared to a prior study dated 6/21/23, there's been no change, period. New paragraph impression, normal study. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Guy Rohrer, R-O-H-R-E-R. This goes to Dr. Bocoup. On 12/13/23, Mr. Rohrer performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired, and there's a severe degree of airways obstruction. Period after bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity normalized, probably due to improved effort. However, there was no change in flow rates, period. Compared to a prior study dated 8/8/23, there's been no significant change, period. New paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no progression. Next is a 12-lead EKG on Edward Bohm, B-O-H-M. On 12/13/23, Mr. Bohm performed a 12-lead EKG, period. The patient is in a normal sinus rhythm, period. QRS complexes are normal, period. New paragraph impression, normal EKG. Thank you.